Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, as always, we are so grateful to be yours, and we come to you in humility, but also with great boldness, knowing that you have saved us and Jesus has set us free. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal to us your glory, your as only you can. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is alive, and those who know him have the glory of God within their spirit person, and he's all around us as well. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. Did you know that? Did you know that that's what man was born to do? What does that mean? Well, it is simple. The chief end and the supreme end of man is to know him. That's what eternal life is. And the final destination of that, when you know, let's say, a person, you know, but now this is God Almighty, the final destination is to fellowship with him. And his presence, he himself is, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. This is what God has offered. Well, let me say this. Within knowing him is everything that a person wants and needs and desires, and infinitely, you know, everything that a person wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for, dreams of, is found in him. The main thing is his presence and glory. You know, it's so wonderful to look at and to, you know, to read the Bible, to see his promises and to understand them. There's more than 7,000 promises in the Bible is what experts have found. But the greatest thing is his presence and glory, just knowing him. And that's why I keep going back to that. Jesus revealed deep mysteries about this. Even every day, there's three realms of prayer. If we want to experience him and his glory, we have the privilege of going through those three realms of prayer. And if someone doesn't do that, well, they miss out on his glory, his presence. They're still, you know, if they're a believer, they're saved. Glory to God. If they're trying to, you know, God knows everything, of course. You know, he's, but there's this, God hides and he withdraws to see what man will do. And for many other reasons, he wrestles. There's wrestling with God. That's, you know, when Jacob, that famous passage when Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord, it says it's really, that was more than likely, that was the Lord himself, and he wrestled. You know, that's a great man of God points out, this is something I haven't said before, when we are seeking him and getting rid of our old nature, and God's withdrawing himself, and so that we will go after him because that's what we need, that's wrestling with God. Well, I want to continue to say, if you've listened to these messages like the last week or two, I'm trying to give new information, you know, definitely, but the main theme has been the same, because it's simple. It's so simple. It's one person in their relationship with the Almighty God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And This is a, there's deep, a deep mystery surrounding that, because it's up to a person what they do. That's this a central mystery and truth, even with salvation. That's such a this fascinating truth that even with salvation, just the beginning, you know, that's the greatest miracle, but it's completely up to a person. And it's between them and their, it's really up to them. You know, even we can proclaim the gospel, and we want to do everything we can to get the gospel out, but it is a person's choice, and between God and self. It's this glorious opportunity. And then every day a believer has that same wonderful opportunity and privilege of knowing Him, of seeking Him, and when we get born of the Holy Spirit, He touches us, we meet Him, we just naturally, it's the easiest choice to make. It's so glorious to serve Him, learn from Him, follow Him, you know, worship Him, worship the Lord. That's a powerful. Jesus spoke about God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Okay, and I'm want to share something that is, I've touched on this. I'm going to try to finish this short message with this powerful, incredible mystery beyond comprehension, but again, also simple. And I'll give credit to a great man of God for pointing this out. But to think that, and I've mentioned this before, but Reinhard Bonnke said, God set up the perfect plan that we never could have thought of. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, within us and all around us, all the time, even for all eternity. So He set up something. We could say this a million different ways, and it's just so glorious. He set up something even better than, you know, Jesus Christ coming down to earth, and He's in heaven right now, right? Amen. Jesus Christ is in heaven. And I say this with great reverence. And say this with great to maybe shed light on it, but God set up something even better than Jesus Christ, who's in heaven, coming down, being beside us, because He's with us all the time, within us and all around us. Does that make sense? It's like, this is incredible. And another man of God, not Reinhard Bonnke, but another great man of God, also spoke about this, that, and he explained, for example, when Jesus was a man on the earth, okay, people had to be with Him, and to like He was a human being. Well, Jesus Himself said, it's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. But if I leave, I will send Him to you. That's in the Gospel of John. And this great man of God also talks about this in many different ways, about how, you know, if Jesus Christ was on the earth, let's say He lived in Israel, well, everyone would have to go there. But now, the perfect plan. I mean, to think that that Jesus Christ, our spirit person, alive, filled with the glory of God, filled with the presence of Jesus, the life of God, the Zoe, it's called the Zoe life of God within our spirit person, and His glory all around us. So, what do? It's, again, the three realms of prayer, seeking Him, that relationship, you know, and then He will There's wonderful, just this glorious, it's really a glorious adventure of now someone, when they're born of the Spirit, well, now that Jesus is their everything, and he's and so his presence, he will, if someone seeks him with their whole heart, you know, the first commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have. Also the famous scripture from Jeremiah, you shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Who, if someone does that, then they will find him and know him, and then God will make it easy for them. Before someone's born of the Holy Spirit, this is very important to understand. Someone will not, it will be difficult. And really, it just, they will not be able to walk with Jesus Christ because they haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. They'll get bored. They won't have an interest in the things of God. They'll, even if they try, you know, it just nothing works. They're just doing it in their own strength. Those things are rejected. But when we, again, God does want to make it easy for you to know him and walk with him every day and do all the things that he wants us to do. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's recommended reading in the Gospel of John. Jesus talks about so many of the wonderful things. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. He said, chapter 10, he said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's life to an abundance to the full. The Amplified says, to an abundance to the full till it overflows. So, it's this glorious, again, eternal celebration with Jesus Christ. Very tragic that there's a deception that it's not a celebration, and that it's, but let's just focus on what did Jesus say? Let's look right at what he said. And here's something also. I want to wrap this up. But those first two teachings that we read, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me passage in Luke 4, incredible. Promises. Now, if anybody wonders, what do we get if we find Jesus Christ and stay with him? Well, the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, he offers heaven. He offers the Holy Spirit. Then the third promise, he offers to inherit the earth. First, it's heaven. Now, it's earth. That's like everything. Then the Holy Spirit again. And then mercy. We all need mercy and love. And then to see God. And then he offers to be sons of God. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. And in heaven, everyone is one gender. There's no, you know, how incredible. Right there in the first teaching, how sad it is that there's this deception that it's religious and it's denying ourselves and do's and don'ts, and it's going to be so difficult and it's boring and we have to act spiritual. Ridiculous. How sad that is. This is what humans were born to do forever, is simply know him and celebrate him. Now, here's something also that Jesus, we know he suffered and died, and just we give everything to him. He gave his life for us, so we give him our life. You know, Jesus is alive. You know, that's my main, you know, a main thing. We could do a series about that, because yes, his sacrifice will be remembered for and honored and revered forever. But now Jesus is alive. And so it's like, what a glorious celebration, and all made possible because of what Jesus did and what he's doing now. Amen.